7:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I want to bring in my friend Matt Rooney, who is a Jersey attorney, and he is the head of the Save Jersey blog. We had actually, we were tweeting back and forth a couple days ago, thinking that on Monday, today, we'd be talking about this bill working its way around Trenton that would allow Cory Booker to run for two offices in 2020, thinking that he clearly has his eyes set on the White House. And then over the weekend, story breaks with an anonymous accuser accusing him of sexual assault. So I figure we'll cover both topics this morning. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
God, I'm doing great, Bill. But part of me almost is tired of talking about this guy.
I know. I
business, but goodness gracious.
I'm sick of it too. And I you know, here's the thing. So Cory Booker gets accused. Now, what, you spoke to the attorney for the alleged victim?
We emailed over the weekend after this story started making the rounds on the internet. Because, look, you know, we're not the mainstream media. We like to try to actually get the facts. Right, Bill?
Right, exactly.
So we reached out, and we got a very short statement. But the attorney didn't deny that she had spoken to this individual. She said, listen, he at this time is considering his next steps forward.
So what's your take?
I mean, that there may be steps.
What is your take on it? I mean, I've seen some of the blogs writing about it. The you're the same media that picked up on wild 35-year-old accusations against Judge Kavanaugh, silent on this. And if you listen to Cory Booker, every accuser needs to be heard. So what have you heard? Have you reached out to his office yet?
No, I haven't reached out to his office, and I'll be candid with you why, Bill. Given the fact that he's blocked me on Twitter, I've kind of given up hope of getting an honest answer from this guy. He wrote a book called United, but when the rubber hits the road, he's a little bit of a hypocrite. But on the subject of hypocrisy, to your point, Bill, let's remember, this is a guy who just didn't say all women should be believed. He stood there in front of the cameras at the U.S. Senate and said the guilt or innocence of then-Judge Kavanaugh didn't matter. Mm-hmm. So this is a man who isn't just part of the leftist mob. He's a leader of the mob. He is right at the center of tearing down some of those fundamental concepts that we as Americans hold dear. We're not just debating tax brackets anymore. So while Save Jersey is certainly going to treat allegations like this with care, much more care than Cory Booker's treated allegations towards other people, you got to look at it this morning and say, there's some truth to it. There's some karma at work in the universe.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't. And again, the allegations aside, because when I first read it, he talked about an assault in a unisex restroom at a company. I presume it was in New Jersey. I don't know where the company was, where this man worked. Doesn't say. It seemed a little bit outlandish to me, but it certainly didn't seem any more far-fetched than what Judge Kavanaugh at the time was accused of, and Booker ran to daylight with that.
Exactly right. In the Kavanaugh situation, we had ancient allegations with no corroboration and plenty of holes. Here, we have someone who we at least know is a real person because they've consulted a prominent California attorney. She's actually a Republican National Committee, State Committee woman. And although there's no corroboration here, I mean, it's certainly a well-delivered accusation. So, yeah, I mean, once again, Cory Booker is picking and choosing, who he wants to believe and who he doesn't want to believe based off of politics. And it's disgusting.
Yeah. You take that. I would agree. I think disgusting is the right word, because now look at what's going on with Governor Murphy. You've got, credible allegations. We haven't seen an allegation this credible in a long time when it comes to the politics and the shenanigans going on between Trenton and Washington. But the allegations against Albert Alvarez certainly have legs.
Yeah, and one of the original pieces of this Alvarez puzzle is allegedly this young lady, the original accuser, Katie Brennan, had emailed the governor and got a response. It was basically like, hey, sit tight. We're working on it. Can you imagine if Chris Christie or if Donald Trump had emailed that to a female subordinate? I mean, good God, Bill. I mean, this is,
I know,
if you want to talk about hypocrite, Phil Murphy, again, like Cory Booker, is out there telling the world that, yes, we need to tear down the patriarchy. Yes, we're on the side of all accusers. And when, again, it comes time for him to step up and exercise those values in his own universe, he doesn't do it. And people need to know that.
I would agree. And I think that, and that's why I wanted to have you on this morning. I think what the Murphys, and not just the governor, but the governor and his wife got these emails. And I don't know if you didn't know what the email was about, why your first thought would be to send it to the campaign attorney. So I don't buy it for a second that they didn't have an inclination of what it was about. And as far as Cory Booker's concerned, you can't stand up on the pulpit and say that every supporter of Judge Kavanaugh is complicit with evil and we have to believe all accusers, and then get an accusation hurled your way. And now what are we, day two? Silence. Silence. Amazing. All right, Matt, listen, I got to jump. I'm sure we'll be talking about this later in the week. Keep us posted. If you do hear back any more from the attorney, we are going to reach out to Cory Booker's office and see if they're going to say anything about it this morning. But always good to talk to you, Matt.
He hasn't blocked you yet, right?
Not yet. He has not blocked me. Although after this morning, I better go check. All right, man. Always good to talk to you, Matt. I'll see you on the Chasing News set this week. You have a good day.
Be well, Bill.
All right, thanks. That is Matt Rooney, head of the Save Jersey blog, also an attorney and a very credible source for breaking news. 7:16 on New Jersey 101.5. Traffic and weather next.